Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Welcome back as we discuss romances and relationships in our four nice selections this year, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula.
Is it okay for me to make a couple other observations about Brett and Rochester?
Yes, please, because that's what we're doing, comparing and contrasting.
Excellent. Both of them, as we've mentioned, highly intelligent, sarcastic men, they're excellent at manipulating society, even a society that they might despise. We see this when Rochester has his house party. We see it in how Rhett can very quickly pivot to change how particularly the wives of Atlanta view him when he wants to be more acceptable for the sake of his daughter Bonnie and her chances.
Yep.
Both men scorn many of society's conventions, secretly or openly, but in addition to society, each has another primary issue that they wrestle with in the same way, where they're trying to manipulate, outwit, or just come to terms with this issue. For Rochester, I see that issue being religion and spiritual morals that come with it. Those religious morals are what's in the way of his romance with Jane in his eyes. He's very aware of his spiritual side, his need for redemption. He's always using words like, I was soul withered, I was seeking purity. There's very little reference in the book Jane Eyre to current events. The outside political world is only indirectly referred to, such as, how did the Masons make their money in?
That's interesting, yeah. And you know, we should say that we are going to talk more about religion in all the books in later episodes, but it's very important that we understand that this plays a part in Rochester's character and Jane's. Mm-hmm. And then what do you think of Rhett's, you know, similar kind of major issue?
Sure. Yeah, I think that alongside his wrestling with social conventions is wrestling with politics. When we first meet him, he expresses a lack of belief in the Southern cause and Southern chances of winning the war. He's a blockade runner during the war, but it's not because he's patriotic. It's because, hey, this could earn me a lot of money.
And it does, yes.
Yes, it does. He joins the Confederate Army in the last 8 months, but he hides that fact for years. During Reconstruction, he associates with Northerners when there's an advantage to it, and when there's not,
As does Scarlett. She's doing business with the Yankees, and the Southerners hate her for that. So go ahead,
Very true. But I would say that when Scarlett does it, she is nowhere near as politically savvy and as Rhett.
No, she just wants money. She just, Yankees have money. She wants money, period. Yeah. End of. She doesn't like them. She don't want to hang out with them, you know, and there's several scenes where that is proven, you know.
Right.
But she just wants their money.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. Rhett thinks that the KKK is a foolish organization, and yet he risks his neck to save Klan members from getting arrested. And at the end of the book, you know, he's been wrestling with the politics and dismissing and rebelling, but he reconciles himself to outward conformity. I won't change my spots, but he wants the outer semblance of the things I used to know, he says. And then to kind of flip that with how much does religion and spirituality play into the book, it's not completely absent from the book. But most of the time, if Rhett brings up God, he's swearing.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
There's some rather amusing swear words involving God, but
God's nightgown.
So. Yeah. Yes. But there's a general feeling throughout the book of a South that feels that God has failed them, but they're confused as to why.
Yeah, I think that's very true. I think you've hit a lot of good things on the head there that we're going to end up talking about more when we talk about other characters in all the books and when we talk about other themes like religion and spirituality and that kind of stuff. I think we've got at least 14 male characters that we want to talk about in some level of detail. Obviously, we've done Rhett Butler with Gone with the Wind. We're going to do a little bit more on Rhett and on Ashley Wilkes, also from Gone with the Wind. We will talk about them a little bit more in depth because they are so pivotal in, Gone with the Wind is one of the largest, I think it's, it might be the largest book we have, and I mean length-wise. It's pretty long. But I think those two characters deserve a little more discussion, just as male characters, not so much as in relationships. Our other male characters, Charles Hamilton, also from Gone with the Wind, who is Scarlett's first husband, Frank Kennedy, her second husband, also Gone with the Wind, Professor Bear, Little Women, Laurie, or Theodore Lawrence, Little Women, Rochester from Jane Eyre, who we've already talked about, St. John in Jane Eyre, we've mentioned a couple of times, but we will be talking about him at great length, and then we have Jonathan Harker from Dracula, Arthur Holmwood, also from Dracula, Quincy Morris, Dracula, Dr. John Seward, Dracula, and Dracula, you know, and when we talk about Dracula, we're going to inevitably talk about what we call the weird sisters, his, like, female vampire people, you know, and Van Helsing, also Dracula. So we've got a lot of men to talk about, but before we get away from Gone with the Wind and Jane Eyre completely, I thought we could spend a little bit more time on Ashley, a little bit more time on Rhett's, kind of like his role in the story, more or less, and then talk about St. John, which we may put off St. John until we get into some of the other more thematic issues, but there was just a little bit more I wanted to talk about Ashley about, so feel free sure. to interrupt or chime in at any time. Join us next time as we continue our discussion in our four nice books, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.